Parshas Be'er starts with the Dalet L'Shoynis of Geula. Lochein Emor L'Bnei Yisrael and Hashem Voitzeisi Eschem Nitzalti Eschem Nigaalti Eschem V'lakachti Eschem Be'emes V'heveiti Eschem. There's a fifth Lashon of Geula. That's why Be'emes we have a Kois Chamishi on the Leila Seder, right? We know the Dalet Kois is Chazal Mesak and Keneged the Dalet L'Shoynis of Geula. So we have a fifth kois. We call it kois shel Eliyahu Hanavi. Under it, Eliyahu Hanavi comes to drink it. But the chayyur, the pshat is because we have a suffix. When the suffix of the heivesi also is one of the lashoinis. So we have a suffix. So it's called kois shel Eliyahu. It's teku tishbi yadar. It's kushes vivoyt. Eliyahu will be machria at the end if Pitaka is supposed to have a kois chamishi. But the shad of the kois chamishi is from the lashon of the heivesi. So we have the connected dal of the lashoinis. They were misakin dal of koisis. Why were they misakin dafka dal of koisis? And why dafka dalet koisis shel yayin? They can make arba matzis. The emphasis there is arba matzis. So some of them first say, because when you break a yachas in half the matzis, and now you talk have arba matzis connected arba l'shoinis of gula. But why dafka yayin? So the Meshech Chochma says pshat that yayin is a simin that Klal Yisrael stayed separated from the Umay Sa'ilam. Chazal will misakin that we shouldn't al yeinam mishum b'noiseyem. That what kept Klal Yisrael through all the Tkuf of Golas is the fact that Taka Klal Yisrael considered themselves separate. It's Yadua, there was a Tkufa in the times of the Haskalah that the Umay Sa'ilam in France and in other places, they wanted to start making freedom, that everyone would be able to have the schuyas, that the Yidden would have the same schusim that everyone else had, like an Ezrach, like a citizen. And the Gedolim were very scared of it. On one hand, fakir, they wouldn't be oppressed. But that's what they were scared of. It's better that Klal Yisrael should not be separate. Yayin is mesamal this Indian. The Meshech Chochma explains that's why we pick up. We say v'hisha omda l'avisenu. At a little Seder, he says we pick up the yayin. It's v'hisha omda, the yayin. The fact that we were goyzer al yayinam, that's what kept us through all the different generations. Avad, that's not Pasha Pshat. Pasha Pshat v'hisha omda is Pasha the continuation. Right before we said Baruch Shoymer Haftachos El Yisrael, v'hisha omda l'avisenu. The Haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, that's what kept Klal Yisrael. There's another pshat, v'hisham, the v'hi is Rosh HaTevis, is the vav is Shisha Sidre Mishneh, he is Chamishachum Shei Torah, the yud is Daseres HaDibris, the aleph is Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Echad, Hashem Echad. But the Ramesh HaChochma said, that's the pshat, that's why we'd have to pick up the yayin, v'hisham, the yayin is what kept us separated. So the dal of the shoynis of Geula is the yayin is Mesamalde. And it says Meforosh in Chazal that the reason Klal Yisrael was saved, on one hand they were in the Memtes Shari Tumah, but the reason they were saved is Shaloi Shinu Es Levusham Shmoisam L'Shoinam. They kept themselves separated. I heard Amal Avart. On one hand, the Yidden were in the Memtes Shari Tumah, so it wasn't as I. But on the other hand, Lamaisa Shaloi Shinu Es L'Shoinam Albusham Shmoisam. A mensch can zayin in the Memtes Shari Tumah on one hand. On the other hand, er heist Chatzkel, and er trot Ashtraimel, and er red Yiddish, Shalei Shinu, L'shoinom, Shmoisom, Abusham. On one hand, he's still in the Memtev Shari Tumas. Nishkin Kunz, that doesn't make you the Tzadik Ador. But Lamaisa, Dainish Mezalzel, that's Lamaisa what could save the person. What will pull him out that he doesn't fall in the 50th, there is that Inyan. Even the Dervas out in the Memtev Shari Tumas, as er rufse Chatzkel, trot Ashtraimel, and er red Yiddish. It keeps it, Klal Yisrael, Kup Tzachoy Sandish. And that was that solid. So that's the Dalet L'shoinis of Geula on Koisis of Yayin. The Emes is another pshat why we daf could do it on Kois of Yayin. Yayin, it's Nazkiru Daidecha Miyayin. Yayin is Mesamal Din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abbas Hashem Taklal Yisrael. But the Emes, I'm thinking now, the Emes, it's Poshet. There's another pshat. The Emes is a Machloikis of the Yerushalmi. The Mishnah in the beginning of our Yitzchakim says that you're supposed to Layif Kois Mi Arba Koisis. So it's Machloikis in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan says, where's the Makar of Dalet Koisis? Connected Dalet L'shoinis Shel Geula. Vaitzesi Vitzalti Vigalti Vilakafti. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says it's connected kois paroi, that in Parshas Vayeshev by the chaloim of the Sara Mashkim it says kois four times, kois paroi. What the Indian is, we spoke I think then that this chaloim of the Sara Mashkim is not stama chaloim. It advises on the Golus of Klal Yisrael, advises on the Geula, and therefore it has to do with the Geula. But that's about why it's kois yayin, like this pshat Rabbi Shuma Levi Avad, it's dafka kois shel yayin. That other things, the makor is from kois paroi. Now the MS. There's a stickle of mice here with the Rashi and Pesachim. The Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Shua Malevi says, can I get arba koisis by paroi? If you look in Rashi and Pesachim, that kuf ches, Rashi with it says, why dalet koisis? connected Shalosh Pa'amim that it says Kois Paroi, and a fourth Kois is for Birchas Hamazon. Rashi doesn't say, like the Yerushalmi says, that there's four times it says Kois Paroi. It's three times it says Kois Paroi, plus the fourth one is Birchas Hamazon. The Emes says every one of the four Kois is, besides being one of the four Kois, there's corroborate of them, that it's, each one is a din of a Kois Shel Bracha. Kois is Kiddush Ala Kois, Haggadah Ala Kois, Birchas Hamazon Ala Kois, Halal Ala Kois. Rashi goes and says, three is connected Kois Pari. On one of them, for Birchas Hamazon. Why didn't he say one of them for Steitach, for Kiddush? What's up with the Birchas Hamazon is not in the Cheshbon. You have to know. But Rashi makes a shini from the Yerushalmi. The Emes is, I looked at the Pesukim in Parshas Vayeshev. If you really go through the Pesukim, it says five times Kois. By the Chaloyim itself, when the Masara Maskim is saying over the Chaloyim, it says Kois Pari twice, and then it says Kois. It says Kois without saying Kois Pari. Maybe that doesn't count. But it says Kois Pari twice and Kois once. When Yosef says over the Pisra and Achaloyim, again, it says Kois Pari. But then there's a fifth time. It says Taka, by Yosef and Saramashkin, by Pari, Taka called back to Saramashkin, by Ethan had Kois al Kaf Pari. I was clearing, you know, we have Kois Shel Eliyo, we're Mesupik about the fifth Kois. We said the Sufik was the Lashon Ve'evesi. Kenzain on this Mahalak of Rabbi Shulvan Levi also, there's a Sufik, because really it says five times Kois. There is a fifth time, when he actually gets the Shteller back to meet the Saramashkin. That's the Sufik, if that Kois also counts. So that's after the five. Now the Yerushalmi doesn't count the one of the, that one, the Yerushalmi says four. Just, I was Mesupik when Rashi says it's Sholosh Koisais, and one of Birchas Hamazon. Does Rashi count the three that it's in the Chaloyim? Or maybe no, Rashi counts the one of the Pisroin also, just in the Chaloyim, since by one time it says Kois, it doesn't say Kois Pari, that doesn't count. We're counting only the three times that it says Kois Pari. But upon it, we have a Cheshbon, there's also five Koises. On the other hand though, there's a Sphere in Rashi. Rashi, like we mentioned in Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches, says that it's Keneged Sholosh Koises of Pari plus Birchas Hamazon. Rashi in Pesachim Daf Tzadi Tesla Medeis, in the beginning of the Perek of Erev Pesachim, he says Keneged Adal Lashonis of Geulah. Sechaptach Sphere. Now we know it's a Machlokes of Yoichanan and Yeshua ben Levi in the Yerushalmi. But why is Rashi soyser atzmei? Then on Daf Tzadi Tes he says Keneged the Dal the Shonius of Geula, and on Daf Kuf Ches he says Keneged the Koises of Pari. So there's a few pshatim. One pshat is that the Gemara Daf Kuf Ches is the Memra of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Afil Nosha Machayev and Arba Koises. Over there it's going in the Memra of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rashi quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's pshat. Amnam, he quotes it a little different. He says 3 plus 1, not 4, but he quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one in the Yerushalmi that says it's Keneged the Koises Pari. In the Mishnah, in the beginning of every Pesachim, he goes with the Pashim Pshat. That it's also the Dalet L'Shoinus of Geula. There's another Pshat that maybe by the Noshim, it's not Shaykh, the Dalet L'Shoinus of Geula, because they don't have a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So when the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches says, even Noshim Achayim, over there Rashi needs to say, as the Kaisis of Pari. Now, it's standard, everyone goes, most Rishonim, that the Dalet L'Shoinus of Geula is Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Velakachti. And like we explained, Vaitseisi is a Suffolk. And the Rishonim talk about this in the Mefarshim. Every one of these was a shlav in the Geula. It's not some four words. Could have said six words. Every one of them was a shlav. There's various pshatim. The shibud of the Melacha maybe stopped, and then they would hack it v'chlal, and then the inuyim didn't happen. Every stage was a different stage. Maybe a ruchnis tikka Geula. Every stage, v'itzeisi, v'itzalti, v'galti, it's a different one. But it's interesting, the Rashbam, I found a steer in the Rashbam. The Rashbam in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Tes, he says the four Lashoinis, he says the right ones, but he says it in the wrong order. I'm not sure, maybe because his Havani and what the Shoinis, he goes to Shalayla Seder. He says, Vaitseisi, Vigalti, Vilakachti, Vitzalti. Interesting. Right, he says he had a different Havani, what the Shlavim was, and he goes to Shalayla Seder, Apsukim. But even more modern, the Rashbam, again, it's Rashbam, in Baba Basra, Dafnun Chesamit Beis. The Rashbam over there also brings the Dal, the Shoinis of Geula. Over there, he says, Vaitseisi. He takes out Vitzalti, and the Rashbam says the Dal of the Shoinis of Geula is Vaitseisi, Vigalti, Vilakachti, Vaitseisi. So what's pshat on that is for Ein Zach Shver, and also to steer in the Rashbam. Rashbam in Pesachim, in every Pesachim, connected the Rashbam in Baba Basra. L'maisa, the fifth Lashon Ve'evesi Eschem. Frek to Eir HaChayim HaKadosh. L'maisa, it says, L'chein Emar L'vnei Yisrael. L'chein is a Lashon of a Shvu. HaKadosh Baruch was Mavtiach. These Chamisha L'shoinis of Gula. And the last one is Ve'evesi Eschem El Aretz. Frek to Eir HaChayim, it's a Pela. Klal Yisrael L'maisa wasn't Zaych to go into Eretz Yisrael. The whole Dor day, the whole Dor HaMidbar was Nifter. Came out the door, the whole door. So, and here it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach, Ve'evesi Eschem. So he says, there's a Tanai. Right before it says Ve'evesi Eschem, it says Ve'lakachti Eschem. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem. And then it says Ve'evesi. Zokta Arachayim HaKadosh, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem is a Tanai. If Klai Yisrael is going to attack a richtig bi Yideas Hashem, they won't do any Averis. So then it's Taka Havtocha, L'chein Emor, Ve'evesi. But the Maisa Klai Yisrael was Nichshol. Versteitzach, you have to versteitzach, Chatoim that was in the Dor HaMidbar. But there were Chatoim in the Dor HaMidbar. Raglim, another Chatoim, the Eagle. There was no v'yadatam ki ani Hashem in the full madrega, so even though Hashem was mavtiach ve'vesi Yeshem, he didn't have to be mekayim. As long as afenor teror erchaim akadosh. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Pari, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hein bnei Yisrael leishamu alai ve'ech yishmaeni Pari." And Rashi says, "Zu echad min asorah kal v'chaim shebetoyer." Moshe Rabbeinu made a kal v'chaim. If Klal Yisrael didn't listen, certainly Pari won't listen. Fregan alam mafarshim l'chayir. There's a pirchah to the kal v'chaim. It says in the first in the pasuk, "V'lo yishamu el Moshe mikoytze ruach me'avoy the kasha." The reason Klal Yisrael didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu is because they were working hard. Pari is a chnishver garbit. So what's the kal v'chaim? Klal Yisrael didn't listen because of the avoy the kasha. Maybe Pari will listen to them. So pasuk shat, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't realize that the reason Klal Yisrael didn't listen to him is because mikoytze ruach. The pasuk says so, but Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Klal Yisrael didn't listen to him because he was a kvat peh. So he said, if Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to me, certainly Pari won't. He thought he was toilet, and Bnei Yisrael said that it's as the kvat peh. The pasuk is made. No, the real reason is as koytzer ruach. And that is takin no kal v'chaim. I once saw a different shot that mikoytzer ruach me'avoy nekoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu came to tell Klal Yisrael, "You're going to go out free." I, Klal Yisrael, had a Messiah for 400 years. Terence, as we spoke last week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev v'saketz. That on one hand it was not supposed to be the whole 400 years, but on the other hand it was Vayimoru Eschayayim, right? Kadma Vazla, the 190. Kadma Vazla, the 190. So there was a cheshbon to go out earlier. But why did they go out earlier? Because they worked extra hard. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "You're allowed to go out already free now. Mikoytze ruach me'avoy the kasha." Because of the hard work, you're getting free. And the pasuk says, "V'lo yishamu el Moshe mikoytze ruach me'avoy the kasha." They weren't willing to hear the shtickle Torah that because of koytze ruach and avoy the kasha, you go out free. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if they don't want to hear it, certainly Pari doesn't want to hear the shtickle Torah. I saw another pshat from Rav Yonis in Aibashitz. He says, "Avoid the kosher means avoid the zora." He says, "V'leishamu al Moshe mikaytzeruch me avoid the kosher." Avoid the kosher means because they were shaku and avoid the zora. So he says, if Klal Yisrael that was shaku and avoid the zora aren't listening to the basura of the geula, certainly Paroi kal v'chaymer that he's avoid the zora, but Atzmoi is certainly not going to listen to the basura of the geula. Now there's a hefsek in the pesukim and the pasuk against the parasha that Eilu Rashi beis avoysam. The pesukim are marich in the yichus of Reuven, Makatzar and Reuven and Shimon, and then Barichus, the yichus of Levi, the first mishpat. So Rashi says, "Hoyel v'hutzrach liyachas is Moshe v'Aaron." He wanted to say the yichus of Moshe v'Aaron, so we start from Reuven. Another pshat is because since these three shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Yaakov was makanted them b'shas misos, so he didn't give them a bracha. So now we're choizru miyachsam levadim loyim arshechashuvim. The Kliyoker says a different pshat. The Kliyoker says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for a man in Klal Yisrael. So he started from the beginning. He looked through the whole Shevet Reuven and he didn't find anyone. He looked through Shimon. Till he went to Shevet Levi and he found Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. So he's up to Kliyoker. The Kliyoker says another pshat. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Everything the Gemara says there in Shabbos, that Peches was, everything was a three. Right? Dorish Ahugla Gliloa Aleder of Chista. Baruch Rachmona Diablon, a Raisot Lisa, a triple Torah. Pashup Shadda means Torah Devim and Ksuvim. La'amt Lisa, Koyan Levi Yisrael. Al Yedei Klisa, Al Yedei, a person who was a three. Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi Labeten, Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe. We asked last week that if Yechevet left and had Elder Nomei, that's and then it's not Shlishi Labeten. So why is it called Shlishi Labeten over here? Biyoyim Tlisa, because it was the third day of the Prisha. They made Prisha Shleishas Yomim. Biyarcha Tlisa, in the third month, Sivan. So there's a whole thing of threes. So Zot Kliyoker, we're also looking for Shevet Levi. We're stressing that Shevet Levi is the third Shevet. Maybe that's talking what it means, Al Yedei Tlisa. Not Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was Shlishi Labeten. Al Yedei Tlisa just means Moshe Rabbeinu, who came from the third Shevet, from Shevet Levi. That would answer the Elder Amedat that comes. There's another pshat of why we're Dafki giving the yichus of Moshe Rabbeinu over here. We'll be marked that there's a famous Gemara in Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. Moshe min Atayra Minayim. Right? Gemara over there says four people. Haman, Esther, Mordechai, and Moshe. Those four people. Where are they near Mazin the Torah? Under the Kufis, we spoke about the other ones. But what's Negev for us? Moshe min Atayra Minayim. Bishagam hu basar. It says in the beginning, in the Parashas Bereishis, Bishagam hu basar. And Rashi says, Shagam, Bishagam is Gematria Moshe. But what state? What's the remes of Moshe Rabbeinu? Because over there it says b'shagam u'basav v'hoyu yom of mei v'esrim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that they shouldn't live for so many years anymore because they're doing chatoyim. They're going to live for 120 years. That's a remes of Moshe Rabbeinu. B'shagam is gematria Moshe Zakrashi, and he lived for 120 years. But the inyan of it is that we're trying to show that Moshe Rabbeinu was a human being. Moshe Rabbeinu was a regular person, a basav adam. By other umois and by other dosois, the manhig that was the ikar manik, the manik merkazi of that Ummah, they turned him into Eloiha. Yeah, by various dosis, that the person, the main leader, they after a while, after he dies usually, and they turn him into he was mamash aloya, the mitzarif and the aloya, shituf, right? So the Torah wants to shtel back dafka over here that no, Moshe Rabbeinu is the manik of Klal Yisrael, but we're telling you exactly who he is. Here's his yichus, his father, his grandfather. He's a regular person, and everyone can take a comment. Also, Moshe Haskell, yeder enik and sukkamin, yeder enik and sukkamin, to the madrega for Moshe Rabbeinu. You do it, the famous Maisa. Adam Godel, he was talking about this thing that everyone can sukkum into Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, there ain't a can sukkum into the Madrega from Moshe Rabbeinu. Meretoch kipshuto imamish, me can sukkum into the Madrega from Moshe Rabbeinu. Fashteitoch yeah, there ain't a lefi Madregosa yom lefi Havanos. Mamish mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Oba fashteitoch yeah, there ain't a lefi Madregosa. This is episode of the disaster. The Pasuk says, Vayikach Aaron es Elisheva bas Aminodav achois Nachshon lo Elisha. That Aaron took Elisheva bas Aminodav, the sister of Nachshon. Zokti Gemara and Baba Basra Daf Kuf Yud. Why does it stress that she was the sister of Nachshon? From here we learn out that Hanoisi es Elisha tzorach sheyivdik ba'achel. Because Roif bonim doimim la'achi ya'im. Now the Mashal over there asked that there's many other times where it says in the Pesukim achois. And over there we don't learn it out. It says also Rivka bas Pasuel achois lovon. Over there, we don't learn that Yivdek Bacher. Zokte Marsha, we taka do. He was Baidik, and for them, is Gekumen an Esav taka. He's given everything. He's taka, Gekumen an Esav. The Marsha, though, goes through a whole bunch of other ones. It says, by Yishmal, Achois, Navoyois. Over there, the Chazal had a different din that Yaakov Avinu wasn't Nenesh on the Yudalit Shonim. It says, Vatikach Miri Manavi, Achois Aaron. The Marsha, as a Gansar Riches, the Afanot, and Baba Basra, the Kufiyu, every one of them, what's the. Why did we don't learn out the Yisoid of Yivdek Bacher? Only from over here. Because Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go back to Pari, and he promises Vani Akshe Es Liboy. So the Mepharshim talk about what does it mean Vani Akshe Es Liboy? Everyone has Bechira. What is the Pshat? Because Baruch Hu Taka Kepshuta took away Pari's Bechira in Gansen. So the Chavetz Chaim is Masber that he says Be'emes it's not Poshet. The Gemara says in Kedushin, if the Yitzhar comes to a person Be'etzem he's Lo Yocholoy. Only Ayidei Siyata Deshmai. Il Moli Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oizrui Lo Yocholoy. Vani Akshe Es Liboy is just that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give you that extra Siyata Deshmai. You still have the Bechira. The Metzias that you have the Bechira, he's not forcing you. Just the Bezunder Siyata, the Shmai that he usually is, he took that away. There's a different shot from Itzel Vimilojiner. He says that the MS, that when a person gets Makis, that's the famous Rambam also, that the Makinoi Siyata Yerimah Roitzani, when a person gets the Klep, so finally on the Klep, Pitaka says that this is his Rotzen. Makshas Libai is Pashat HaFadosh Baruch is going to give him a Koyach Sevel. He's going to be able to be Soivel the Yisurim without caving in. Azoy, after a certain amount of Klep, he'll finally give in. Akshas Libi. I'll harden his heart, meaning I'll give him more koiches and mitzias pashit to be soivel the makis. Now the beginning makis dam fradeya akinim. It says that the mitzriim also vayasu kein chartume mitzriim belateim. The mitzriim showed that they could also do it. They could also do dam fradeya. They're also able to do it. Until by kinim they weren't able to do it. They said etz ba'elikimi. That is a sugyan sanhedrin of samach zayin. There's a steer in the Pesukim. Sometimes it says Vayasu ken chartumim Mitzrayim bilateyem, and sometimes it says Vayasu ken chartumim Mitzrayim bilahateyem. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Samach Zayin is Masber. What's the chilik between lateyem and lahateyem? So the Gemara says, like Rashi's Gersak upon him, lahateyem is kishif, and lateyem is shaden. Lahateyem is kishif, and lateyem is shaden. Be'emes the Oruch has a fakir to girsa that lahateim is shadim and lateim is kishif. There's a whole hezber in this, but first we'll be makdim, so it's a machlekes we shayim. Baker, I want to be mazber Rashi shita, but I have an interesting diyuk in the Rambam, what the Rambam shita is in this. So under the Rambam, in a different art, the Rambam in Hilchas Yisoy V'Atoyra Perakches, a famous Rambam, it's Choshev Tzivisin, the Rambam is mazber that this that Klai Yisrael is maimin in Moshe Rabbeinu was not stamazeh because he did oisus and moifsim. That's not the kunst that he did oisus and moifsim. That's not the shayrish of our moon and Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam explains, he says, we're not maimin in Moshe Rabbeinu just because he did Isis. Just because we believe in Isis, yesh b'libay doifi. Because maybe the person does the Isis, b'lat uvekishuf. And the Rambam's lashon is, that's all I want. The answer is in the Rambam. But the Rambam says, maybe he's not doing it, as koyach v'kodesh baruch hu. He's doing it maybe with lat or kishuf. Now, of course, in the frank Rambam, there's a veker to girsa, but if the girsa lefenenu is lat v'kishuf, that means lat is shaden. And lahateim is kishuf. But in the Frankel they switch it. That's lahat v'kishuf. And it's the other way. Or maybe I had a tzad, no, maybe both of them is kishif. Lat is a kind of kishif, invite the kishif. It doesn't mean lat as in shaven. So you have to know how to be medayik the Rambam. But upon him, b'das Rashi, Rashi says that lahateim is kishif and lateim is shaven. So the Beis HaLevi in the end of Parshas B'Shalach says a gavaldik hezber in the Inyan. The Chartumim sometimes used kishif and sometimes used shaven. So he's mazber azoy. He says kishif, the Beis HaLevi is mazber. Kishif is that you turn something into something else, but it's only ba'oifin dimyan. It's really not. It looks like it turned into something else. Shadim is that they bring, with the koyach of shadim, you bring something from somewhere else. You don't turn something into something else, you bring it from somewhere else. So up there, according to Rashi, by the original story by the Tanin, when Moshe Rabbeinu made an ois that the mata turned into a nochosh, over there it says the Chartumim did it with kishif. The lahateim. Why did they do it with kishif? He says, because I did that kishif, they made the stick look like it turned into a snake. But by Daman Tzvardeya, you can't do kishif. There's a cloud. Kishif doesn't work in water. Because in water, since kishif is only a dimyan, it's not really that it turned into something else. He didn't bring it from someone else. He pushed it and made the thing, it's still a stick. It looks like a nochash. In water, that won't work. Because in water, everything always goes back to its original form. So by the mak of Dam and Tzvardeya, so then it's Meduyik, the Chartumim did it the Lateim, they did it with Shadim, they brought blood from somewhere else, they brought Tzvardeim from somewhere else, they couldn't turn it into. Because it wouldn't work in water. By Kinim, we know Chazal say that by Kinim, they said Etzbelekim, they gave in. Why? So the Gemara says, because Shadim, you don't have a koyach to use Shadim on something pochas mikasa oira. Basically, it's Mazbe, because Shadim is Havara mimakam lamakam, right? There's no Havara mimakam lamakam on something so small. So they couldn't do Kinim with Shadim. Frektim are Shah of Emes already. Afanort, in Sanhedrin over there. So why couldn't they do Kinim with Kishif? The whole problem, Daman Tzvardeya, you couldn't do Kishif because there's water. But let them do Kinim with Kishif. So up to Marsha, another clown. Kishif doesn't work on everything. If Kishif would work on everything, you'd be able to bury Kalminei Alamais. Kishif doesn't work on everything. So the reason they couldn't do Kinim with Kishif is because Kishif is limited to Samazai. They couldn't do Shadim because it's Pachas Mikasaira. So they gave in, they said, Etzvele Kimi. Frek to Marsha, but what about Orev? When it came to Orev, it says again they didn't try anymore. Frekti Marsha, why? Kishif, I understand, Zokter, because Kishif doesn't work on everything. But let them do Shadim. It's Yaisal Mikisaira. Let them bring the Ari from other places. Let them use Shadim. So the Marsha answers, since already by Kinan they saw that it's not possible for them to do it, they realized already that it's not Kishif and it's not Shadim. It's Etzbeli Kimi. Once they realized that already, it's not a Kunt. They were just trying to show we're doing the same thing Moshe does. Once by Kinan they saw it's Loi Kishif, Loi Shadim, and they're Makir. Etzbeli Kimu. There was no need for them by Arif to try to fight to do it. Bring in Mer Arif, Gusan Zinish Gavol. The Maaser that Askenim Mibali Toisvis and the Chizkuni says a different pshat. Why they didn't do Kishif by Kinim? Again, we said Shadim you didn't do because it's too small. It's Pachat Mikasaira. But we were bothered. Why didn't they do Kishif by the Kinim? So the Marsha answered because Kishif is limited. It doesn't work on everything. The Chizkuni and the Askenim says a pshat. They both say because Kinim only works when you're standing on the ground. Kishif only works when you're standing. Another Tanai in Kishif. One is that it doesn't work in water. Another Tanai is it doesn't work only if you're standing on the ground. And since everything turned into Kinim, Afar Arat turned into Kinim, it wasn't possible to stand on the ground. The Mayim Loi says, it says, Ba'odim of Abhema, the flesh of the people itself turned into Kinim. Not just that it was Kinim on them. The busser of the mensch, Elaine, turned into Kinim. But Al-Kapanim, the Arat turned into Kinim. So there was Chatzitza. They weren't on the ground. And that's why they couldn't do Kinim with Kishif. As always, up to Chizkuni. So the Chari, you can ask a Kasha. What was their Hakar that Moshe Rabbeinu must have done this as Etz Be'elikim? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did it with Kishif. Shadim you can't do, it's too small. But maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did it with Kishif. They can't do it with Kishif because there's a Chatzitza, because there's already Kinim here, so they're not on the ground. But when Moshe Rabbeinu did it, he had 2 feet on the ground. There was no Kinim yet. If the whole reason the Mitzriim couldn't do Kishif on Kinim is because of the Chatzitza of the Kinim, as I stayed in the Chizkuni in the Daskenim, so what's the right that Moshe Rabbeinu's Etzvelikim? Moshe Rabbeinu maybe did it with Kishif. But he was standing with 2 feet on the ground. What's the right to Hakar of Etzvelikim? Shadim is out because it's too small. But actually he did it with Kishif. So I want to declare, Shein Ezach, Kishif is only a dimyan according to the Beis HaLevi. It's really not Kinim, it's really ground. It's not a chatzit. If it's only Kishif, it wouldn't be a chatzit. They'd be able to do it also. It's really ground. It only looks like Kinim. If they're standing here and they can't do the Kishif, they chopped on that it's a richtig Kinim. It's not Kishif. Shadim, it's not because it's too small. It's not Kishif either because if it would be Kishif, it wouldn't be a chatzit because it's really ground. from the fact that they saw that they're trying to do kishuv, they didn't try shayim, it's too small, but they tried to do kishuv, they have, it's a richtige chatzitza. So they say, oh, so what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? It can't be he did kishuv because he had 2 feet on the ground. He must have done something real keenim. How? Shayim is too small. Must be, and kishuv is only dimin, it wouldn't be a chatzitza for us. Must be, it's taka, it's balikim. Someone once said a different shot that they wanted to test that it's real keenim. They threw water on it. Zegazen, that it didn't turn back. They water, kishuv doesn't work in water. But the chayyah, this is a richtig chesed that kishuv of dimyan doesn't make a chatzitza. By the mark of the tzvardeya, it says that the tzvardeya jumped in b'tan recha v'meshavisecha. The Gemara says in Pesachim daf nun gimel amid beis, Dorish to this ish roimi. Ma ro Hanani Mishael v'Azari shemosru atzan al kedushas Hashem. How did Hanani Mishael v'Azari know to be moiser nefesh and not to be pochul with Salma, not to be oivir avay dezara? Nosu kal v'chaymer ba'atzman. Madach the tzvardeya that are not mitzuven kiddush Hashem. And it says uvo b'tan recha v'meshavisecha. Onu shem mitzuven al kiddush Hashem. Alachas kam v'kam we have to be moiser nefesh. The Ma'ase is a shtickle shver that Tzvardeya did have a tzivui. It says, the first in the Pasuk, B'tan recho of Meshari Secha. Yeah, over there is that Yedet Tzvardeya can follow them that the Chaver will go in. Why did he have to jump into the Tana? It was a Klal Yistik a tzivui. Yedet Tzvardeya separately didn't have the tzivui. So when they jumped into the Tana, certainly we have to be Mekadosh Hashem. Zogt Rashi Afinort. It states in the Gemara that Hanani, Mishael, Vazari were not going to be Moitzer Nefesh. Only because they learned the Kal V'chaymer from the Tzvardeya. Why? Without the Kal V'chaymer, what would they have thought? Zok Rashi, v'chayvem, v'loishi yomis b'hem. As I say in the first in Rashi and Pesachim, that was not for the kavuchaymer of Tzvardeya, they would not have been moiser nefesh because of v'chayvem. Frek toises af an art. L'chayr was b'farhesi over there. And b'farhesi, you have to be moiser nefesh, yarek val yavar. And b'emes, the Marsha asks already, and it's a pillow white toises didn't ask it. It was avoy the Zorah. Over there it was avoy the Zorah. Avoy the Zorah is gimel averis chamur, says yarek val yavar. So it's a double question, really. And Tosfos only asks one of them. That's Lechet Akasha. That's Lein is Akasha. Why does it say that Hanani, Mishael, Vazari, you had to learn that from the Tzvardeya that they have to be Moiser Nefesh? If not, Rashi first, that they would have relied on V'chai Ben, V'loishi Yomiz Ben, Nish Demis. You have a Chiv of Yared Val Yavar, Al Savoy Dezoro. There's a Chiv of Yared Val Yavar, Al Sfarhesia. It's a Pell on Rashi. Tosfos is because it is Kasha, Rabbeinu Tam says, that by Hanani, Mishael, Vazari, it wasn't Avoy Dezoro B'chlal. It was a Tzalma. He says it was Tamzei and Andarta, a statue that was made L'chovit for Nebuchadnezzar. It wasn't Avoy Dezoro Mamish. For Avoy Dezoro Avadat is the din of Yared Val Yavar. The big chiddush, it's a tremendous chiddush, Rabbeinu Tam, that it wasn't Avoy Dezoro, it was Tamzei Kovit Hamalachim. And even that they didn't do. To be Mekan Deshem Shemayim. Why? Nasu Kal V'choyim, Mitzvardeya. Otherwise, Taket is the din of a Chayben. The Re goes differently. The Re learns in Taisus there that Avadit was Avoy Dezoro, but they could have escaped. They had an option of escaping. And they didn't take the option of escaping. They rather stayed and was Moiser Nefesh. Once again, how do they know that? L'chayr v'chayben! They learned that from the Tzvardeh. Now to go back, just again, Rashi Shita. Rashi says that it was a Richtig Avoy Dezoro, and Kipshuta, they would have been Oyvin. V'chayben, Moloish Yomis, not they would have escaped, and it was Richtig Avoy Dezoro, but v'chayben. We asked our two kashas, I was Farhesi, I was Avoy Dezoro. So Farhesi, you could answer, who says there was 10 Yidden? Farhesi needs 10 Yidden. And also Avoy Dezoro, Zok to Marsha, there is a man diyomar that there's no yarek val yavar by Avoy Dezoro. It's machlokes in the Gemara Sanhedrin. There's a man diyomar, Rabbi Shmuel, he holds Avoy Dezoro, there's no yarek val yavar. Ritzicha, yeah, because my chos is the domach, and also Gilia Rai is hookish to Ritzicha. But Avoy Dezoro, he holds there's no yarek val yavar. So Epshil, like that man diyomar, they needed the makal v'chaim. Mitzat Sheni, Rabbeinu Tam, as we said, is a tremendous chiddush. The Rabbeinu Tam was, it wasn't Avoy Dezoro, and they were makayim yarek val yavar, a reshus that they were makabel on themselves to do yarek val yavar. It's a big machlokes rishonim, can you do with the famous Rambam in Hilchos Yisoyi V'Atoyra Perakei Halacha Aleph, that by you have to have a chiyuv yarek val yavar on the gimel averes chamuris, but by other mitzvahs, when it's not yarek val yavar, zok the Rambam, you have a chiyuv of a chay behem, v'im ovar v'loy v'im meis v'loy ovar. If you got yourself killed and you weren't ovar, harei zem eschayiv benafshe. The guy's already dead. Ovar harei zem eschayiv benafshe. As I state in Rambam, if a person got himself killed for other averes, he's not allowed to. He's eschayiv benafshe. So you do it's a machlokes rishonim, it's a machlokes in the Mashulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Yeridea, the simon of Kiddush Hashem, and simon Kufnun Zayin, it's 2 days in the Mechaber. Does a person have a right to be Moiser Nefesh if he didn't have to? To be Mekadosh Shem Shemai? Toises in Avoy Dezoro that Chav Zayin brings that you're allowed to, it's a Kiddush Hashem, you have a right to be Yarek Val Yav for other mitzvahs. This is Toises L'shitosai from Rabbeinu Tam, that we learned that out from the Tzvardeh. There is Torah that even with us, the Rambam, because Tosfos brings Makoros from Yerushalmi and other Makoros, that maybe the Rambam also holds that it depends. By a Godel Ador, by an Adam Godel, that it's richtig, a Kiddush Hashem when he's Yarek Val Yavar, then you're allowed to, only by a regular person not. The Shaila is, it says the Makoros from the Tzvardeya. How does that work out exactly? From the Tzvardeya, how do you see Dafka? How do you see the split from the Tzvadeh that we'll learn that Adam Godel, yeah, and a regular person not. Monoshach. There's a Makar from Tzvadeh, yeah, Nishnish. Does it Sarachina, but those are the various Shittas in the Tzvadeh. There's a Medrash that says that Kush and Mitzrayim, the border between Kush and Mitzrayim, there was always a fight between Kush and Mitzrayim, exactly where the border is. And there was always Mohammed, where the border is, where the Gvul. Until by the Mark of Tzvadeya, where it says, first that the Tal of Eretz Mitzrayim, but the Chas is Eretz Mitzrayim. So exactly where the Tzvadeya went, it was Machri, the Machloikis, it was clear that from now on they knew that this is exactly where the Gvul of Mitzrayim is. So there's a Kasha, because there's another Medrash that says that there was a Gvul between Kush and Mitzrayim. There was a big Machloikis between Kush and Mitzrayim, where the Gvul is exactly. And by Makas Arbe, when it came Makas Arbe, and the Arba went exactly on Eretz Mitzrayim, so then they knew that this is exactly where the Gvul is. So the Chayyar was already Hukra a few months earlier. Every Makkah was 7 days. It was Hukra already by Makkah's third day. It was just fear in the Medrash. So I heard a Teretz. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim. The Pesukim in Tehillim talk about the Makkahs in Kapitel Kuf Hei. It says there in the Pasuk by the Makkah of Borod, the bird hit the trees and it also broke the eighth of the gvul. So it means it broke the eighth of the gvul. That avada by tzvardeya, they already decided where the gvul is and they made new eighths of the gvul. But by borod, by yeshaber eighth gvulam. So by came again the mechlagis. So Arba once again came and was machriya the inyan. Vatal hatzvardeya. It says a lashon yachid. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf samach zayin brings down a few sheets. What's this one tzvardeya? Rebbe Lozer says it was one tzvardeya and she was mashwitz and she was molak al Eretz Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kiva says it was one tzvardeya taka. It was one big tzvardeya that filled up the whole Mitzrayim. Amale Rebbe Lozer ben Azariah le Rabbi Kiva. Akiva malach eitzel hagoda kali midbroisecha v'leich eitzel negam v'olis. Go back to learn negam v'olis. Don't learn agadat the Gemara. It was one tzvardeya. See Eretz Chidink Shtark with Rabbi Kiva. The Meister is a different medrash that it was one tzvardeya and the Mitzrayim kept on hitting it. And every time they hit it, it was marba more and more tzvardeya. So there's a beautiful word in the Berachas Peretz, the stipler. If they see that every time they're hitting it, it's coming more. So why do they keep on hitting it? It's a state of the midah of kas. Once a person has the midah of kas, he loses it. He sees that it's mamash l'roi, it's like it's getting more and more tzvardeya. Of a Mashem etrachnish. You totally lose your seichel, and he keeps on hitting the tzvardeya. It says by the Mark of Orei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Orei, v'gam ho'adoma asher heimaleh. It came together with the land that was with it. What do you need the land that was with it? So there's one shot I saw from the Nachlas Yaakov. He says, "Gevoit if the Gemara in Erevin daf Samachalif." The Gemara says, "Kal b'beloy mas yoshev shani loy novach." Gemara in Erevin that a kelev, if he's not in his right place where he is, in his land where he is, he won't have the oiz and the oimets to bark. He won't be wild. So every animal vices needs for to takibivil, it has to feel that he's in his own habitat. So it had to come everyone with his own land. There's another shot b'shem the Groh. The Gross says that there's one chaya, it's called Yudoini. Now this is a chaya that's attached to the ground. It's like, it's a partly a plant, it's a tzemeach and it's a chay. It's a plant, it has to get its yinika from the ground. But lemaisa, it's able, it's toiref and it has the tchunas of a chaya, but it has to be attached to the ground. So that's what it means, the Orev, this Yudoini also came. It says by Esav, Esav was an ishi yedei atzai, an ish sodeh. So there's a pshat, Pashat Pshat, he was an Ish Yedei Tzayit, he was also an Ish Sada. I think the Goin says that Ish Yedei Tzayit, Ish Sada, Esav knew how to capture this Ish Sada, this kind of animal, it's called Ish Sada. Esav was Yedeia, lots of Ish Sada. Then there's a Makartot from the Mishnah and Kalim. The Mishnah and Kalim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey, it says Adnei HaSada has a din of a chayah, but Tanura says that Adnei HaSada means this Yedoini, that it's attached to the ground, and it looks like a person, and it has hands and feet he brings down, and no one can come close to it. Anyone that comes close to it, he's tired of it. And the only way to kill it is to send from far away an arrow to its mokum yanika from the ground. And that's the way to kill it. You can't come close. And that's what Esav was yedei etzai et ish sod. As I said to Baratanur, the Yochanan Bois brings a different shot that it, Adnei HaSodah means an orangutan, he says. And he's Meirich to explain that it's a kind of a koif that looks like a person kemat. And it lives in Africa, and you can even dress it up, and even you can teach it to sit by a table and eat with a fork and a knife. I got some riches. The Yochanan Afanort over there. Over the Baratanura, the Baratanura says that it's going on this Adnei HaSod. Yeah, there's two kapitlech Tehillim that talk about the Makis. We already mentioned Kapitel Kufhei, and also Kapitel Ayin Ches. Both those Kapitel of Barichas talk about the Makis. There is an interesting Ha'ara in Kapitel Ayin Ches, Pasuk Mem Hei. The Pasuk says, Yishlach Bohem Aroi V'yoichlein Tzvardeya V'atashchisam. He sent Aroi and then Tzvardeya. It's Shaloyal HaSeder. It says Aroi and then Tzvardeya. Also, in Kapitel Kuf Hei, Pasuk Laman Aleph, it says, Omar V'yovei Aroi Kinim B'chol Gvulim. It says Aroi and then Kinim. Both places it says, in one place it says Aroi and then Tzvardeya, Aroi and then Kinim. There's a famous Mahalach from the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid gave with a whole Moshel, Shved. But he said a word, that in the Mak of Orev, it also there was Tzvardeya there. There was all the animals, there was also Tzvardeya, there was also Kinim. It came with everything together. So it's not the Tzvardeya that's filmed in this pasuk is the Orev that gets Tzvardeya. It's not saying that it's Shemoyel Asayv. It's Omar Orev Ayorich and Tzvardeya with the Shechis, and the Tzvardeya came. He gives a marshal, a person, a very rich person, made a chasna, and every night of Sheva Brachas, he invited a different group of people. One night was the Talmidei Chacham of the city, one night was the Aniyeh Ha'ir, one night was his friends from Amol, every night a different person. There was a Shomer to make sure that only those people, the guided guests. So the Shomer came up with someone one night and said, I saw you here 2 days ago. What are you doing here now? He said, Chob Tzvei Din. I was here 2 days ago, so he invited the Talmidei Chacham of the city, I've been a Talmud Chacham. He also invited Aniyeh Ha'ir, I'm also Midin, Aniyeh Ha'ir Tzvei. So the Tzvardeya, he says, came, the Tzvei Tamol, the Tzvardeya came, Midin Oroi. Nishkan Stir. By the Mark of Dever, it says, "Mimikne Yisrael lo imeis ad echad." Dever says a pasuk to steer in the pesukim. In pasuk vav, peretes pasuk vav, it says, "Umimikne bnei Yisrael lo imeis echad." And in pasuk zayin, it says, "Parei saw behinei lo imeis mimikne Yisrael ad echad." But one did die, and Parei said, "Oh, all of his animals died, and came out none of the Yidden's animals died, but he saw one Yid's animal die." Avekapat of the Mark of Dever, and Parei said, "No, by actually sleeping again, lo imeis ad echad." What's talking with the steer? On one hand, it says, not even one died, and one that says one of them died. So there's a mahala from the Groh. The Groh brings down that we know the Magadif was a Ben Ishi Yisraelis and his father was a Mitzri. The Magadif, his mother was a Yisraelis, his father was a Mitzri. Of course he has a din of Yisrael. But again, the Parshas Drachim talks about this Barichas. There's a famous Ramban. He starts with this Ramban Bemis. It's a Choshev Ramban Tano Bechla. We handle the Yonim so much. The Ramban, Parshas Emor and Perek Chav Dalet, the Ramban brings down B'Shem Chochmai Tzarfat, which is the Baliyat Toysis, that before Matan Torah, they went past the father. Because they didn't mamish have a din of a yid. He's going with that. That's the Ramban's going with that. The Ramban start arguing on it. But he brings the Chochmai Tzarfat, that they have a din of a goy still, uncertain in Yonim. And therefore, since the Magadif's father was a Mitzri, he has a din of a Mitzri. And the Ramban says, no, they already have a din of a yid. That's back and forth. That's the Vikuch. So if they're going, that's the Machlekes Tari with Kal Yisrael. The Magadif had a sheep, and the Magadif, one of his sheep did die. The Magadif's sheep died. But the emes is, he has a din of a goy. Because even before then, Klal Yisrael, you go, and we're going with Tyson, I'm sorry, that he has a din of a goy because his father was a Mitzri. And in those days, yeah, he only went with the father. So Taka, his sheep did die. But Parai went out and sees the Magadif, and he sees his mother's Jewish. He's going already with Yana Shita, that they already have a din of a yid. And therefore he said, oh, I see there's one yid that his animals died. So the Bikuach was that the Megadev's animals died, and it's totally in the precious Brachim's Chakirif, the Megadev has a din of Yisrael, the Rakam. We already said it was a Machlekes Yosef Echav and a Machlekes Rishon. It's a Machlekes Pari with Klai Yisrael. Pari said, I'm on his fault. The Megadev's animal also died, and the Megadev had a din of a Yid, because his mother's Jewish. But the Yidin was Saimach on the Chachmet Sarfas, that he had a din of a guy. And that's why his animals died. Azoy's up to grow. There's another pshat in the Stira between Loi Meis Echad and Loi Meis Ad Echad, from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. Yeshua Leib says, interesting pshat, for the island that was just now doing the sugis of Tokfikoin, of Tisha Vahu, from Maisa Behemoth, the chap what's going on here. There was a choik in Mitzrayim that you had to give Maiser, Arnuna. You had to give Arnuna to the Melech, to Pari. Every 10th Behemoth, you have to give to Pari. If someone has 100 Behemoths, you have to give 10 Behemoths to Pari. 90, you have to give 9 Behemoths to Pari. If you have 89 Behemoths, you only have to give 8 to Pari. You have to give the Pari one for every 10 that you have, but only when it's clear 10. If you only have 9, you're not chayv. Only if you have 10, then you have to give one to Pari. So the muscle, if someone had an exact round number of animals, 40, 50, 60, 170, or a round amount, but round it to the 10. So the muscle, a guy had 40 animals. Let's look, a guy had 40 behemoths. Four of them he has to give to Pari. So how many does he really have? 36. And if one of the animals will die, how much does he have now? 39. And how much does he have to give to Pari? 3. And factor out to 36. So when you have an exact 10, if one of the animals die, it's dying on Pari's cheshbon. You're going to have the exact same amount of animals that you had until now. Because it goes down. Mashenkin, if a person has any other number, 36, let's say, or 41, any number, not a 10, so then, whatever he has to give to Maisa, he has to give. One of them dying is dying on his cheshma, so then it didn't die. So that was how it stems. Any yid that owned an exact to the 10, then one of his animals did die. Because Saibi, it's not on his cheshma. And if he had a number that wasn't rounded to the 10, then not. Right before the Makkah of Borod, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a hasra, ani shelech es kol magifoisai. Rashi said, kol magifoisai. This is before the hasra of the Makkah of Borod. Melame shemakas bechoyrois shokol keneged kol hamakas. Amod Rashi, we're talking about Makkah's Borod. So Rashi, melame shemakas bechoyrois is keneged all the makas. What's the pshat in Rashi? So some say there was a mistake in the Girsa. It said Membeis, and it's supposed to be Makas Borod. And someone printed it to Makas Bacheres, but originally it was Makas Borod. Or maybe it's Makas Batsoiris. Batsoiris, the Borod took away all the food, so it was Makas Batsoiris. Or it's Makas Bakurois. Bakurois, that the Borod went and ruined the wheat. Various pshatim, whether it's going on Borod. But if it's Taka going on Borod, why is Borod Shokol connected all the Makas? So the Gro is Masber, why is the Shokol connected all the Makas? Because he says there are three koiches that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can send a Makas. With Eish, Ruach, or Mayim. Eish, Sedoim, he was Mahoipich with Eish. Mabul, the Mabul was Mayim, and the Dora Floga was Beruach, by Yefazre Moise, Lafitzim al Pnei Kolorot. Now by the Makas and Tomo also, Domen Tzvardei was by Mayim, Arba was with the Ruach, Shechin was with Eish. Borod was a mixture of Ruach, Eish, and Mayim. Borod is Kol Magi Foisai. Sai Eish, Sai Ruach, and Sai Mayim. And that's what Rashi means, Lamad Lamikan, Shemakas, not Bechoris, Makas Bakuris, Makas Batsoiris, or maybe the Girsa Taka Membeis, Makas Borod, Shokol, can I get Kol Makas? But good, so we have various as Bam that Rashi means Borod. But what's the Pshat? Borod is Shokol, it's up to grow because it's Eish, Ruach, and Mayim. There is another Pshat in Rashi that Rashi Taka is going on Makas Bechoris. Maybe because since in the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav, so Be'achav starts Borod, Arba Choshet Bechoris, so that series is. Now she's saying it is the Tzach, there's Adash, and now we're starting the third series. There's not Satif Karen Yonim in Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Tzach Adash Mecha. But we're starting now Makas Bechoyrus, meaning the Borod, that part is going already, is Shokol connected to all the Makas. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Ha'odam Va'abehem Asher Yimotzi Vasode V'lo Yosef Ha'baiso V'yoran Aleim Ha'borod V'meisu. The Meisu is a Gemara in Bamatziah Kufidal and other places, Atem Kriim Adam, the Ein Oivdek Echop Kriim Adam. That's how Rav Shimon Ben Yochai learns out that Kivrei Akum are not Matana Ba'oil. Adam Kiyomas Ba'oil, Atem Kriim Adam, the Ein Oivdek Echop Kriim Adam. Now, Toysis in Babakama, the Chlamet Chesks, has a stira. On one hand, we have a different Gemara, Rav Meir Oimer, it says in the Pasik, Asher Yasa Oisei Ha'odam V'chai Behem, Melamed Afilu Akum Shalom Atayra, that he gets Schar. So Tosfos asks often a stira, and one of the Rav Shimon Ben Yochai makes a drasha: Adam kiyomis ba'oil, Atam kriim Adam ve'ein oivdei kacham kriim Adam. And here Rav Meir says, "Asher yasa oisei ha'adam v'chai be'em afilu v'goy." So the emes you have to know it's a machloikis v'shoyim. Rashi sheet is that it's a machloikis. Rashi learns that it's a machloikis. Rav Meir and Rav Shimon Ben Yochai mafurish. Rashi stresses it's a machloikis. But Tosfos wants to come and answer though that maybe there's a teretz. He says a chiluk, tzvei dinim. He says it says Adam and it says ha'adam. When it says Adam, then it's taka. Only Atam Kareem Adam, the Ain Abdik Acham Kareem Adam. Ha Adam is already going also. I think the Pshat is because Ain Miet Acham Miet El Rabbis. Adam already is my mind. Dafka Adam, Dafka Yid. It says Ha Adam again to be mine. Ain Miet Acham Miet El Rabbis. It's even a Goy. Tosfos brings a few rides to this Chiluk. One of them is from our Pasuk. That it says over here by the Mitzriim, Kol Ha Adam, Bahabahim, Ashimatzi Basada. Adam is only Yid. So Tosfos, this is another ride. This is Yisoy. Tosfos and Mamakama brings a ride from our Pasuk. Kol Ha Adam, Bahabahim, that Ha Adam. That Ha Adam could be a mitzvah. Only Adam is considered a yid, but Ha Adam could already be considered a guy. One last word. It says Kitzesi Asoir Ephrois Es Kafay El Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi after the Borod that he says I'm going to leave the city and then I'm going to daven to Hashem to stop the Borod. So Rashi says why does he have to leave the city? The city was full of Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't daven in the city. It's full of Avodah Zarah. I have to go out. So Fregin the Mefarshim, Dafka here by Makas Borod, this is the first time it says before, and Moshe Rabbeinu daven to take the Makas away. Punked by Makas Borod, suddenly he has to leave the city. He's not allowed to stay because of Avodah Zarah. So there's a pshat from the Chanukah Satorah. The Chanukah Satorah says the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim was Tzoyin. Now normally the Tzoyin is not in the city. The Tzoyin stay out the pasture in the fields. So Makir, the Avodah Zarah is outside the city. The Avodah Zarah wasn't inside the city. But by Makis Bor, he gave the ones that are outside died. Where's the sign of the Yerushimayim ones that did bring it in, brought it into the city? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, here by Makis Bor, the Avodah Zarah now is in the city. They brought the sign into the city. So now I have to go outside to daven, because the Avodah Zarah is in the city. Azarizak, the Chanukah Satayr. The Chassam Sofer says another pshat. He says, Be'emes, I'm one in Taki. You can't daven in the city. It's full of Avodah Zarah. But on the other hand, you're not allowed to daven in the field. You're not allowed to daven outside, because Shema Yafsiku by Ovrei Drachim. And when you have this suffix, is it better to daven in a city full of Avodah Zarah? Not in the Mokum Tum itself, but in an ear, Moli, Avodah Zarah. Whereas opposed to davening in Mokum Patuach, Shema Yafsiku by Ovrei Drachim, it's better to daven in the city. But by Makas Barad, it says everyone ran away, there was no one out in the fields. So now already you have the choice. It's better to daven outside. Why should I daven in the ear, Moli, Avodah Zarah? I could go outside. Yeah, same.